Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shira's sponsor, and the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Shkolim Davov in the Oizvod, addition, Perek Rishon, starting Halacha Gimel in the top of Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Bechamisha Sor Boy, meaning the 15 of Adar, Shulchonos Yoishvim Bamedino. You have tables outside of Beis Hamikdash. Tables means bankers. You have people accepting the money from the donations of the Shkolim outside of Beis Hamikdash. Once you get to 25 of Adar, already a few days before Chodesh Nisan, now already the collectors are sitting in Beis Hamikdash and collecting the money over there. Once that started, the second stage where they're collecting money in Beis Hamikdash, hitchilu lemashkin. They started taking a mashkoin against the machzeh shekel. Meaning they started taking collateral against the machzeh shekel. The people that did not pay, they took a mashkoin from them. Esmi mimashkin, who did they take a mashkin from? Levim v'Israelim, a Levi Yisrael, and also Gerim, converts, ve'avodim v'shechurim, and released slaves. Avaloi noshim, not women, v'loi avodim, not slaves that are currently slaves, v'loi k'tanim, and not children. And we'll see in the Gemara that the women and slaves, even though you don't take a mashkin, but you do ask for them for the money. V'chol katon shi'itchi l'aviv lishko ayodayin apoysik. A child, once his father started giving machzeh shekel on his behalf, he doesn't stop. It's considered to be like a neder. Don't take a mashkin of the koyanim because of the darkei shalom. We'll see in the Gemara, it's because of the cover that we have to the koyanim. Continues the Mishnah, Omar, Yudo Yid ben Buchri b'Yavne, ben Buchri, testify in Yavne, shekol koyin shu shoykel eino choyte. A koyin who wants to give machzeh shekel is not a sin. It's something he could do. So ben Buchri holds that koyin is not supposed to give machzeh shekel if he doesn't want to. But if he wants to, he can do it. The opposite of Rechim and Zakai. A kohen is obligated to give machzeh shekel, and if he doesn't give it, he's choyte, he's sinning. The kohanim make a mistake. They think they don't have to give machzeh shekel. They don't know that it's a sin for them not to give machzeh shekel. What's the mistake? The dash in the following pasuk that says, kol minchas kohen kolil tiye loisach. A mincha that a kohen brings to Beis Hamikdash, it needs to go complete on the mizbeach, and you don't eat from it. Different than a mincha that Yisrael brings to Beis Hamikdash, that you do eat from it. Say the Koyanim, if we give machzeh shekel, and for the machzeh shekel you bring the korbanos of the tzibur, which include what? The following menachos. Oimer that comes on Tzayin Nisan. Shtei alechem that comes on Shavuos, v'lechem aponim that comes every Shabbos. Shelonu, if we're part of it, heachem necholim, how do you eat them? So the Koyanim have the following cheshbon. They say the fact that these menachos belong to the tzibur, we do eat from them. The din is that the Koyanim eat from them. That means that these menachos don't belong to the Koyanim; they belong only to Am Yisrael. Because a mincha that comes by a koyin is not eaten. So it must be that we're not obligated to give machzeh shekel. Because if we were obligated to give machzeh shekel, so we're also the owners of these korbanos, so then these korbanos should not be eaten by the koyanim. And we'll see in the Gemara why this is a mistake of the koyanim. Says the Gemara that Vav Amud Beis, V'chamisha Osa Boi V'chulei Halitvoya Toivim. You do demand from the ones that you don't take a mashka from, which we mentioned in the Mishnah, which is the woman, the slaves, and even the ketanim, you demand to give machzeh shekel. But if they don't give it, you don't take a mashka. So he explains the Gemara regarding Ketanim, what does it mean? It says only if you brought two hairs, meaning that he's already above Bar Mitzvah. But if he's a real katan underneath the age of Bar Mitzvah before Shtei Cyrus, then you don't take any machzeh shekel from him. Well, the mashkeim and mashkeim, and here we're going to use the girso of the Vilna Goyen that Rav Chaim brings, ad sheyeh ben esrim, until he is 20 years old. In other words, there's three stages. A child until the age of 13, there's no machzeh shekel, there's no mashkoin. From the age of 13 until the age of 20, he gives machzeh shekel, but there's no mashkoin. From the age of 20 and above, that's when you take a mashkoin. Continues the Gemara to explain what we said in the Mishnah, that we don't take a mashkoin from the Kohanim because of Darkei Shalom. So explains the Gemara, Kinyan Mastisa, the explanation of the Mishnah is, Ein mashkim as a Kohanim yipnei derech ha-kovet. It's not covered to take a mashkoin from the Kohanim, as if you don't trust them, you don't rely on them, we don't take a mashkoin from them. The Gemara goes on to quote the Mishnah of Yudahid. We saw what Ben Buchri said, or someone would have the Girso Ben Kuvri. The discussion of Kohanim are obligated machzeh shekel or not. What's the reason of Yerucham and Zaka that holds the Kohanim are obligated to give machzeh shekel? Because it says in the pasuk Ze Yitnu, and ze is the numeric value of 12. Shneimosar shvati ritnu, all every shevet has to give, including shevet Levi, which includes the Kohanim. Rav Tavi b'shem Amnuno ken meshivim chachomim la Abiyudo. Meaning Abiyudo is the one who is quoting Ben Bukhri that says Kohanim don't have to give. And the reason why they don't have to give is because the end of the Mishnah, when we say the Kohanim dorishim be'atzmam, that the cheshbon is Kohanim cannot be the owners of the menachos of tzibur, because if so, why are the menachos of tzibur being eaten by the Kohanim? So Chachomim answered to Rav Yudo, chatas yochid meso in chatas tzibur meso. We know when you have an individual who owns a korban chatos and that chatos gets lost, and then you find the chatos and you already did a kapar with another korban, what do you do with the found korban? You have to kill it. That's one of the five chatos amesos. One of the five chatos that die is a chatos which got lost. What happens by the tzibur? If a tzibur has there's a korban chatos of a tzibur that got lost, they did a kapar with another one, you found the original one, what do you do with that? You don't kill it. So what do you see? You see there's a difference between the halachas that pertain to an individual and the halachas that pertain to the tzibur. So you made the same thing over here. Minchas ha-yachid, krei v'kol. The mincha of a yachid, a koyen yachid, you don't eat, it goes completely on the mizbeach. V'hei minchas ha-tzibur, krei v'kol. But minchas ha-tzibur is eaten, and the fact that Kohanim are owners doesn't take away from it. So it's like, more, that's not a good answer. V'kashu mishivim lo'odum dovo shein no moide boy. You're answering to somebody, it's something that he does not agree with. I mean, you can answer somebody with a statement he doesn't agree with. Explains the Gemara of Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara quotes a Gemara in Yumo. It says, "Shein chatas tzibur meso, a chatas that belongs to tzibur does not die." Rabbi Yudo Oimer Tomus. Rabbi says it does die. So Rabbi Yudo holds that the same way a chatas of an individual dies when it was not used, also a chatas of a tzibur dies when it is not used. So we're completely equating the chatas of tzibur and chatas of yachid. So what answer are we giving to Rabbi Yudo? And the Gemara does not answer this question. Continues the Gemara, we're going to use here the gears of Abchaim, V'inun Musimun Le, and they answer to him. Rabbi Yehuda said, Kohanim were not obligated to give the Machzeh Shekel, but if they want to, they could give it. So they asked, Zu Lo Nidvas Yochidi? How can you use the Machzeh Shekel of the Kohanim? The Machzeh Shekel the Amisur brings, with that you buy the Korban HaTzibur. But here, the Kohanim were not obligated to give it, so it's a Nidvas Yochid, it's a donation of an individual. So the donation of an individual cannot work for the Tzibur. For whom Moisiv Loin? So he answers to them, if an individual donates and gives it to the tzibur, it's considered to be that belongs to the tzibur, it's considered to be coming from the tzibur, and it could join for the korban tzibur. Continues the Gemara addressing this machlekes of Kohanim were obligated to machzeh shekel or not. Ksiv kol ha'oiver lepkudim, regarding machzeh shekel, it says kol ha'oiver lepkudim has to give machzeh shekel. What does oiver lepkudim refer to? Have you dovev nechem echadoma kol do'ovar biyomo yiten? Once said anybody who cross Yam Suf has to give Machzeh Shekel. V'chayinu amar kol do'ovar al pekudayo yitein. Whoever was in the count of Klal Yisrael needs to give Machzeh Shekel. Man do'amar kol do'ovar biyom yitein. The one who says anyone who cross Yam Suf, Mesiyah l'abirchim et Zakai, he goes like Yerchim et Zakai, the Kohanim were obligated because they also cross Yam Suf. Man do'amar kol do'ovar al pekudayo yitein. Anyone who was counted in the number of Klal Yisrael should give it. Mesiyah l'ben Kuvri or l'ben Bukhri. That all the Kohanim should not give, because Kohanim were not part of the count of Klal Yisrael, they have the separate count. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Shkolim Davov.